This is Dominic Reisig, professor and extension specialist, Department of Entomology and Plant Pathology, North Carolina State University. Today is July 14th, 2026, and calling with a quick update on bollworm and cotton. We did note that we have a lot of insects in the system right now. In June, we captured roughly three times the amount of moths in pheromone traps that we caught in 2025. And that's been followed in the field as well. We've had a lot of full season beans that have needed treated for earworm, a lot sprayed that didn't need treated because those beans can compensate, but it's just kind of a watch out for the rest of the season. We have noted that our light trap catches are picking up, indicating that we're in our major flight for the year. Don't know what's gonna happen with this flight because those insects have to lay eggs in cotton and soybeans and develop, and a lot of things can happen between laying eggs and development, predation, disease, and things like that. But it's a good indication that we need to be scouting our fields. So as you're scouting your cotton fields, as we're entering the time of the year when we have to worry about plant bugs and stink bugs, when you're gathering those quarter-sized bolls, would be a good idea to inspect them for bollworm injury. It's easiest to treat bollworm if we catch it early. Our newer cotton varieties have provided us great protection over the last 10 years, those varieties that express the toxin VIP. But with all this pressure in the system, there may be some fields that need treated that exceed that 4% damage boll threshold. So just something to watch out for this season. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at ddreisig@ncsu.edu. Thanks.